This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
You know, I have spent a lot of time, as you know, on Twitter, by the way, at Rich Cioli. I have spent a lot of time discussing these red flag laws and why I'm so against them. And I want to make this point very, very clear. I'm not against them because I don't want to do something about gun violence. I'm against them because they're unconstitutional and stupid. And they're not going to do a damn thing but make life miserable for ordinary law-abiding citizens who are exercising their God-given constitutional freedoms. There was a part of the reason why I think the Manson issue resonates is because of the brutality of this. There was a gun, but the gun was used in that was secondary to the knife, the stabbings that were done. There was just a stabbing attack in California. It's being reported now. Four people stabbed to death, and others were stabbed as well. Guy went on a stabbing spree. Maybe to emulate Charles Manson today. I don't know. I'm not. Who knows? It's early yet. Too early to say. Obviously, it's 4 a.m. in California right now, but the point that I'm making is that there's lots of ways crazy people can hurt people in life, clearly. The idea that we're going to come up with this mythical due process for people. Over at Reason.com, my favorite libertarian site, they have a piece there from Jacob Sullum. Republicans who support gun confiscation laws imagine due process that does not exist on paper or in practice. Everybody who's been out there, like Lindsey Graham and others, and I've said it again, the president, if he goes down this road, he's going to make probably the single biggest political mistake of his presidency. And he should not do this. And it's up to everybody who supports him to let him know that. If you care about him, you will take the time to not defend this stupidity. You will take the time to let him know he should not do this, as I'm doing right now. Testifying before the Senate committee last month, David Koppel, a gun expert at the Independence Institute in Denver, talked about you need procedural safeguards. But here's the thing. There are states around the country who have these red flag laws, 17 of them, and the District of Columbia, 17, which means that somebody can do something to get your guns taken away without you having done anything. You've done nothing. I want to make this point very, very clear. Okay, number one, A, if I threaten you, I've broken the law. That's different. If I threaten a group of people, I've broken the law. If I make threats, because a lot of people make this dumb correlation. They go, yeah, but if you're threatening somebody, no. If you're threatening somebody, the law already says that the authorities can intervene. That's not a question. If you're engaging in domestic violence, the law already says people can intervene. I'm talking about somebody who's done nothing. You've done nothing. You're literally now, you're an innocent person by every letter of the stretch of the definition. Not even presumed to be innocent. You're literally innocent. You've done nothing. But out of the blue, somebody files something and now you have to defend yourself, even though you haven't done anything, to keep your rights. That's how this works with these red flag laws. You've done nothing. Somebody files something. Now you have to defend yourself, even though you've done nothing, to keep your rights. Does that sound like America to you? Does that sound like a good idea to you? Does that sound like something that could be abused to you? It sure does to me, which is why I'm so against it. Not because I want gun violence. It's because I don't want stupid authoritarian laws that destroy the Bill of Rights and do nothing to accomplish anything but overwhelm an already crowded system. Here's some of the things that can happen, for example. There are 5 states that require petitions come from police officers or prosecutors. In 12 states and D.C., lots of other potentially aggrieved people, such as blood relatives, in-laws, current and former cohabitants, current and former intimates, physicians, and mental health specialists can also file petitions. The other thing that's going around is dumb comments by people going, your doctor can't say anything because of HIPAA. No, you're wrong. Actually, when the state passes a law that says the doctor can, and some states they must, the doctor's allowed to, as in 12 states. A pending California bill would add employers, co-workers, and school personnel to that state's already lengthy list of potential petitioners. So imagine that now. Your ex-girlfriend can file a grievance against you, your jilted lover, or your co-worker who wants to get rid of you because he wants the job that you're in line for. I don't know. Could that happen? Sure it could. Why couldn't it? And then here's the thing. The burden of proof is on you, even though you've done nothing. The burden's not on him. See, I love this scenario, right? California expands that to coworkers. I know that there's another guy up for the job that I want. And I know he has guns because he talks about him at work. And all I got to do is drop a dime on him. I don't have to prove a damn thing. It's not on me. It's on him to prove that he's not a threat. All I have to say is I've heard him say threatening things. Now the cops come to his house. They take his guns. They start the court proceeding. He has to go and defend himself and say, I'm not a threat. Meanwhile, at work, they all know that his guns just got taken and they think he might be a threat. Oh, it's beautiful. Or I like this too. Turns out now that I'm very, very upset because my wife left me for this. Not really, but in this mythical scenario, my wife would never leave me. Are you kidding me? But in this mythical scenario, my wife has left me now and she's with this guy. And I know this guy has guns and, you know, I hate this guy so much. So I drop a dime, call him. Hey, listen, guy's got guns. And I heard him say some things that are pretty threatening. Again, it's not on me. I don't have to prove he said threatening things. This is why due process is turned on its head. In a criminal proceeding, the burden is entirely on the state who makes the accusation. The state has to prove your guilt. You don't have to prove your innocence. In these red flag situations, it's the exact opposite. I, as the person, as your doctor, as your coworker, as your intimate or your former intimate or your blood relative, I don't have to prove a damn thing. I just get to accuse you, and you have to spend your time, your money, get attorneys, and fight to prove that you're not a threat. That is not due process, Senator Toomey. That is not how the Constitution is supposed to work. In our country, if you're accused of something, the burden is on the state, not you. And if the state can't prove your guilt, you walk free. That's how it's supposed to work. And this is where we're headed right now. Now, let me play you Pat Toomey yesterday from the interview he gave with Dom Giordano. When I heard this, I started to bang my head against the steering wheel. This is Republican Pat Toomey. Okay? Take a listen.
Gun owners can be presumed to be guilty, and that kind of turns due process on its head philosophically, doesn't it?
Well, I think not necessarily, right? The process, I think there has to be a process up front, and then there is a challenging process. So, you know, a case would have to be made to a judge. We do this with terrorists.
Got that, kids?
You know, the details.
We do this with terrorists. Please stop for a second, Greg. We do this with terrorists. Hey, gun owners, we do this with terrorists. Got it? So the guy in a cave in Afghanistan, you're like that guy. I mean, now, you know, he might be threatening jihad against the United States of America. You just have a gun and a jilted lover. But we do this with terrorists. Imagine that a Republican just said that. A Republican United States Senator just said that. A Republican United States Senator from Pennsylvania just said that. We do this with terrorists. You know what we also do to terrorists? We don't give them access to lawyers. Should we start doing that too? No, seriously, I have a question to ask. Because someone on Twitter yesterday said this question to me. But if it saves one life, okay. We don't give terrorists access to lawyers when they're in overseas, what are called black sites, right? They don't get legal counsel if they're not a U.S. citizen, if they're not detained on U.S. soil, or if they're taken to a Guantanamo, for example. Why do we give suspected bad guys lawyers? I know it's in the Constitution, but we don't do that with terrorists. And we might say, I mean, these lawyers, I don't know about you, but they are gigantic pains in the ass, lawyers. Am I right? They do all these things, like get people off of charges all the time. And I don't know about you, but it seems to me like some of these lawyers may have gotten guilty people off. OJ, I'm talking to you. So what if we can save one life by making sure we just don't have lawyers anymore? So you don't get a lawyer. You know, the whole thing, if you can't afford one, the state will pay. Nope. You don't get one at all. We'll change the Miranda rights. I mean, that's what we do with terrorists. Say Republican Senator Pat Toomey. That is unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. And good for Dom Giordano for getting that. And I hope that gets national. I hope that goes viral, because it should, by the way. It should. It absolutely should. We're talking about people who've done nothing wrong. We're not talking about people who've made threats or have hurt anybody. We're talking about United States citizens protected by the Bill of Rights. Literally, we have the Bill of Rights to protect us from our government. And here we go now. They haven't done anything. We're going to turn around, though, now, and we're going to treat them like terrorists.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.